We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here, just a couple minutes away from noon. We're almost halfway to the weekend, Randy. Noon on Wednesday.
Hump day.
The turning point.
That's where it goes downhill, man.
3-day weekend this weekend.
Yeah, for some of us. But I mean,
Yeah. That's crazy.
Nah, but it is what it is.
The luau at the McMichael household on Sunday afternoon, and you got to work at 6 a.m. on Monday.
Like I said, whoever's going to be in here, we're going to be banged up. And it's going to be more than money, so ain't nobody going to be listening.
True.
Yeah. So.
Everybody who's listening will be banged up, too.
Yeah.
You'd be right on the same wavelength.
Yeah. You know, this guy here, though, Brian. Brian texted me yesterday. He's like, dude, what am I going to do? I just bought this Hawaiian shirt, and I want to wear it. You still come with it? Like I said, we'll all be banged up together.
Why would you not wear it? I don't understand. You bought a luau shirt, you wear the luau shirt. I'm wearing my Gucci Man tank top.
I can't wait to see you in that.
Gucci Man tank top. I got a luau shirt, too. I might wear the straw hat to keep the sun off my neck.
It's going
to
be
95 degrees.
Yeah. Well, Wendy's asked me, do people swim? Yeah, the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids are usually swimming.
I've been over there. It seemed like it would be a party foul if a grown-up got in the pool.
No.
Because it's all kids.
No, it's all kids. But no, like, neighbor Bob jumped in there one day and I almost splashed all the kids out of the pool. Like, come on, Bob. You just go jump in the pool?
Like, I put my feet in last time I was over there. Sit on the side, pet my feet in.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do something like that.
Well, you know, you want to get in. There's a bunch of... You look like a weird adult. You're the weird adult that gets in the pool with all the kids. Then you don't get invited back.
Nah.
You don't want to do that. It would be that guy.
Well, you'd be all right.
All right, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in 10 minutes. We will get to all the important audio in the universe coming up in a couple minutes as well. Jason Longshore going to join us at 12:20. Who said that coming up at 12:40? So an action-packed 12 o'clock hour. An even more action-packed 1 o'clock hour. Trey Young stops by at 1. John Smoltz at 1:20. So it's going to be a big final 2 hours. And a great idea on Twitter. At TBM929 for me. At RandyMac81 for Randy McMichael. ATL Delves says we should make a segment once a week where Wendy watches a movie that she hasn't seen, which is a million movies, that everyone else has seen, and then she reviews it.
Okay, I get all that. Now, what if the movie she got to pay for? Yeah, that's
true.
Like, no.
We don't want people to have to be spending money.
We don't want Wendy to have to be spending money for a segment, so.
But the thing about it is, though, most movies, Wendy hasn't seen anything.
Yeah, she hasn't.
Like, you can find stuff on Netflix I guess you have to have a Netflix subscription.
But she has that, yeah.
I mean, I'll give you $3 for the Comcast download. I'll do it.
You know what I watched yesterday? Green Room. I finally watched it.
Green Room.
The Academy Award winning movie.
Green Book?
Green Book. I said Green Room. Green Book.
Green Book. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I like Mahershala Ali.
I mean, he could play.
I think I'll like anything he's in.
That piano, dude. But yeah, he has some issues, brother.
Did you watch True Detective Season 3?
I never watched the first True Detective.
You don't have to. It's not really like a continuing story. Season 1 was excellent. Season 3 was good, too. Mahershala Ali is fantastic. She's never seen Rocky, so Wendy. That's the thing. It would be a fun segment because it's a movie literally 95%. Have you seen The Shawshank Redemption? Oh, you have? Okay.
So,
but you haven't seen The Karate Kid. There you go. And it would also be funny if Wendy hated the movie. She gave all the reasons why she hated it. That'd be great. All right. Don't go anywhere. A lot coming up in the next 2 hours. Let's start with some of this audio.
Dyson comes set. The pitch. He did ambush him, and it's a fly ball to center. That's down for a base hit. Acuna around third, getting green-lighted. Here comes Duggar's throw toward the plate. It's going to skip off the front slope of the mound. Freddie Freeman with a first pitch swing brings home Acuna. It's 3-1.
12 o'clock hour brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, by the way. That was one of the good moments from last night. I like when Chip tells you what's going to happen, and then it does happen.
Right.
This is one of the points in the game where Freddie likes to jump on the first pitch.
He jumped on it, too.
Jumped on the first pitch.
He jumped on that pitch right there. And again, Freddie just doing Freddie things.
Yep.
I thought overall they hit the ball well. A lot of Acuna made some nice contact. It was just odd how that ball just kept falling out the air. It was like it was hit hard, and then you're like, okay, he's got. Oh, huh.
Yeah. A lot of little bloops fell in yesterday, and a lot of hard hit balls didn't get out yesterday. And it was going great. It was really going well. 3-1. Tehran with another good start. That's 6 good starts in a row for him. He's given up 2 earned runs in his last 22 innings. Tehran's been phenomenal.
I just saw a stat that said that they had his ERA up over the last...
Over the last 6, it's like 2.5.
Yeah,
he's been really good.
He's been all right.
And again, he's your fourth starter. He's your fourth starter. If that's what you're getting from your fourth starter, you're in good shape from your starting rotation. And then your guy Jerry Blevins comes in, picks up a hold in a third of an inning.
It says right here, Julio Tehran has a .079 ERA in the past 4 starts. And opponents have had 10 hits and a 1.132 batting average against him. He's been doing great. Yeah. And I think Schnick knows what he can get out of him. Like, I'm going to give Julio 6. If we get him through 6, we can find a way to get this win. But yet... You're not getting those wins when you let
him
go 6.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still don't. I still like Julio where he is. I'm not saying stretch him out to 7 or anything like that. No.
And I'm not saying put him in the bullpen either.
Yeah.
Your fourth starter, Julio Tehran, has been phenomenal. Yeah. He spoke after the game as well.
And that I've been making better pitches. I got all my pitches working right now. I feel like I control them in any counts. And I feel that that's been the difference. You know, kind of show the hitters that I control all my pitches. So it goes on my advantage.
Only thing I would say is cut down the walks still a little bit more. But, look, we're nitpicking with Julio Tehran.
It's because anything good you can get, anything positive you can get out of Julio, you take it.
We're not nitpicking when it comes to Luke Jackson. Sorry, Luke Jackson. Woo! That's his new nickname.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke Jackson. So we got rid of Sad Damn Sam.
And we replaced him
with Sorry, Luke Jackson.
Woo!
Yeah.
He was really bad, as he has been. On multiple occasions this year. He blew another save. That's his fourth. Blew the game, unfortunately. And now we're back to the same conversation that we've had now 8 times this year. And people might be saying, you guys keep talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Because it seems like that's what happened.
The team keeps doing the same thing.
Yeah, and we know the offense hasn't been great, especially with runners in scoring position. It's getting better, but still, this lineup is still World Series. You know,
yeah.
Or bust. When you talk about those guys right there, it's been the same thing. But we've been saying this for the last 2 hours. Even though we knew with this coming to the season, it was going to be this type of frustration. When you see it, it still gets on your damn nerves.
Yep. And I guess now, this is the other thing that's frustrating about it is we keep putting these dates on the calendar of, all right, end of April, end of the evaluation period.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, now we got to wait till June 2nd so the draft is over, so you don't have to give up a draft pick if you want to go get that guy. And then when they don't do that, then what's going to be the next date? The trade deadline?
Yeah.
Okay. Eventually, this is what I said earlier, eventually early
it's gonna get,
is late.
Getting late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we keep putting these dates on the calendar and not doing anything about it. And sorry, Luke Jackson keeps going out there.
Woo! I am for real. Get him up out of here.
He is not. Yeah. No. All right, let's keep going.
Obviously, we got to take it up home. It's our job, but I don't think there's pressure. You know, we just got to go out there, have fun, play good basketball, be us, and try to win.
Yeah, he's right. Giannis Antetokounmpo, just try to win. They did not do that last night, and the Raptors did a pretty good job on Giannis. 25 points, 10 rebounds. Obviously, that's still a nice game for him, but we said this going into the series. Giannis can be Giannis. I'm going to let Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez and Eric Bledsoe and Ersan Ilyasova try to beat me, and I don't think that they can. The Raptors have made adjustments. Now, I think Coach Bud's a really good coach.
I think
that the Bucks will make some adjustments themselves. No one's lost a road game yet. And that's what they say. A series doesn't start
exactly
until somebody loses a road game.
I guess the series hasn't started yet. But no.
I guess not.
You look at what Giannis did, 25-10 right there. I mean, he's just doing everything he can do. But they've done a great job. And yesterday when you watched the beginning of the game, he was real active. He was like forcing his will to try to get to the basket because they did a great job of kind of blocking off the lane so he can't operate. But I think the biggest thing with the Raptors is after that long double overtime game, how much did Kawhi Leonard had? You saw he was tired yesterday, and those legs were giving out on him. But Kyle Lowry got you 25, and they didn't waste it like they did his 30-point game
right
the other day.
You get 25 from Lowry. You get 17 from Marc Gasol. You get 18 from Norman Powell off the bench, 17 from Serge Ibaka, 13 from Fred VanVleet. That's nice. If Leonard is winded, as it seems like he is, but if those guys are going to pick him up, that works out of the story. Look, yes, the Raptors even the series. That's great. But Drake was giving back rubs during the game.
Again, I just want to know how annoying he is. But Van Vliet gave you 13.
Yeah.
To see, Serge gave you 17.
Yeah.
And is that Powell? Powell gave you 18. So, I mean, and all those dudes are plus 25 or better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he got the contribution. But they need that because Kawhi, that leg, it just don't seem like he's healthy.
Right. He looks a little banged up.
Yeah.
But you get that help off the bench. That's a good thing. That series is going to go a ways. I mean, we're talking a 6 or 7 game series, which is nothing but good news for the Golden State Warriors. Not that they really needed it. I think they could handle their businesses against either one of these teams if they were equally rested. They're going to be even more rested, which means Kevin Durant might come back. But, anyway, Drake giving out back rubs during the game. He can do whatever he wants, apparently.
Hey,
just wanders the sidelines.
He's that dude, man.
He's a guy.
He put Toronto on the map. Did he?
Did he? Maybe. Views from the six.
How far do you think you could have thrown the ball if you had played that game in Mexico City?
Probably 100.
100?
Yeah, because yeah, I got it like 80, 83 in Denver, and then you have to times it by two because it's like 2 miles above altitude.
Yeah, it's the highest stadium in the world. Yeah.
Damn. First of all, that's Patrick Mahomes on Pardon My Take podcast.
That voice, man.
He sounds like Thomas Mott. Has anybody heard Thomas Mott at night, our new guy?
Thomas is a little bit more pitchier.
A little bit pitchier.
Yeah, a little bit pitchier. Yeah.
But not that much pitchier.
Yeah, I think he's a pitcher. I think Marty's a little. Nah, I'm not
going
to put.
You're not going that far?
I'm not going to put that on Hot Take Tommy. No. Can't do that.
Hot Take Patrick just said he could throw the ball 100 yards in Mexico City.
I believe him.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's a different. In that altitude up there, in that arm? Yeah.
Okay, so they're playing there this year.
I know. But there's not a lot of 100 yard routes. You know? There's not a lot of 100-yard routes.
No.
I don't think that O-line can hold up that long
to wait for
him to throw that ball 100 yards. So, I mean, in pregame, I'm pretty sure. Because they're playing the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
I think they're playing the Chargers. I wouldn't be surprised if they had, like, the Monday night camera down there and he tried it.
Doesn't that seem like a bad idea, though?
Why?
Blow your arm out?
That dude got enough. He got enough. He, what, 23 years old?
Yeah,
he's cool.
Is.
But I think he can spin it 100 yards.
What if you had played and Patrick Mahomes was your quarterback?
Thank you.
A little bit better.
Thank you. A whole lot. But, you know, this kid, he got a cannon on him. And he can put it where it needs to be put.
Yeah. And again, unfortunately, there's never a time in a game where you're going to actually try to throw the ball. No, that's never going to happen. You're never going to have a chance to throw the ball 100 yards. I'd love to see it, though.
I'd love
to see him try. And I love that he said it. You love the confidence.
Yeah, there's no 100-yard route.
All right, we'll keep it rolling with the most important audio in the universe after we give you $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Fortune. Fortune. F-O-R-T-U-N-E. Fortune to 72881 from your cell phone for your chance at $1,000 in the national signing bonus contest. Fortune.
Well,
$1,000 isn't a fortune, but it's a lot of money.
Some people it is.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn it down.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't need that G.
F-O-R-T-U-N-E. Fortune for your chance at $1,000 to 72881. What'd you say?
Brian said more t-shirts.
Oh.
I've been.
You've been, last night? We 2 days in a row?
No, come on, Randy. Yeah, no. I thought you said I bought some last night. No, I'm good. Two days in a row.
Congratulations.
2 days in a row.
Now, did you get on Instagram yesterday?
Nope.
You know your weaknesses. That's
yes,
smart.
I did. Yeah.
That's very smart.
Stay it away.
Because that t-shirt right there, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that looks like a t-shirt you may have worn twice at least.
No.
That's a brand new t-shirt too? Good
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it looks like an old shirt. It just looks like a shirt you may have had for longer than a week.
I've had longer than a week. It's just the first time wearing it.
That's because you have 50,000 shirts.
Exactly.
Could you wear a different shirt every day for the whole year?
Probably.
What's your closet look like?
It's bad.
Is it? It must be big though.
I gotta use the other room. She got the big closet. That's why I gotta put my stuff in the other closet. No, she got the big closet.
You know what the weird thing about my house? No closets.
Y'all got no closets?
No closets.
What are y'all doing with y'all clothes?
It's not pretty at this point. A lot of dressers, a lot of shelves, and trying to figure it out. And the other room, too. We got the other room set up at this point, too. I don't know. 100-year-old houses. They didn't build closets 100 years ago, I guess. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. Like, we saw it when we looked at the house. It's like, there's not very many closets in here. I don't know what we're going to do. But we liked the house so much, she was like, it's okay. We'll just get some dressers.
Right.
It's a lot of damn dresses.
It's a lot of damn dresses. I can only imagine. Now, do you have a suit? I know you got the suit that you wore to the wedding.
I have multiple suits.
Where are they at?
In a box
now.
Okay. Anytime I wear a suit coming up, I'm going to have to get that thing dry cleaned.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they're in a box in the guest room.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not good. It's not a good situation right now. I think we're going to try to turn that little, we got this weird little thing on the back of the house, try to turn that into a closet, like kind of bump it out and turn that into a walk-in closet, but that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Someday. Right now it's just boxes and dressers and lots of clothes all over the place.
I think Danny should have been on the throne. Here's the thing, though. Here's my last theory about it. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's you know all about the health of the realm, let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would f*** her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he the entire time kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, oh yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here?
That's Aaron Rodgers.
That is a great point.
With a wonderful conclusion.
That is a great point.
We're 3 days removed, so we can talk about Game of Thrones now.
That is a great, great point that A-Rod came up with because he's true. He's right. Everything was cool until Bran had to be like, we have to tell him.
You didn't have to tell him.
Yeah, tell him nothing.
You didn't have to tell him. It would have been he didn't have to know that. He didn't change his life. He didn't want to be a Targaryen.
Yeah, but
he went on being Jon Snow.
But and then, you know what? You could have saved it because Jon would have hit it again and saved all them folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Thousands of people died.
That's what happened.
Daenerys could have, they could have still been laying down together.
Yep.
And we would have known, but that's okay.
But, yeah, I was cool with knowing. I wasn't going to tell him.
I wasn't going to tell him either.
I wasn't going to tell him.
He looks nice.
Yeah.
He come down to the inn, and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran, who, by the way, 3 episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Dany had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story. Bronn, a lot better story.
Yeah.
Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories. Any Baratheon, better story.
He's right.
Yeah, but I mean, Bran became got on our mind when he got pushed out the window. All right,
first episode
because he was being a peeping Tom.
He was.
Yeah,
he was watching some other relatives have sex with each other.
He got pushed out the window, which I do not condone because you shouldn't have pushed the child out the window. But that's when we got to know who he was. And then when he started rolling his eyes back in the back of his head, who was that big dude that was carrying him like a book bag?
Hodor.
Yeah. He was carrying like a book bag, like a Jan Sport. Walk around with him.
That should have been his nickname, not Bran the Broken. They should have
Jan
called
Sport.
Him. No, Bran Sport.
Yeah,
that should have been his name at the end of the show.
That's how he's being carried around.
Jason Longshore going to join us next. Talk some Atlanta United. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, Atlanta United supporters, join 92.9 The Game at Fadeau Irish Pub in Buckhead this Friday night starting at 8 for the Atlanta United versus RSL watch party. Join us for great food, drinks, and Atlanta United giveaways. An appropriate read heading into this segment as Jason Longshore joins us now on the WadeForIt.com hotline to talk some Atlanta United, brought to you by Heineken 0.0, great taste, zero alcohol. How are you, Jason?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Doing great.
What up, Jay?
Doing great. Beautiful day. Day two of the Andy and Randy extravaganza. Everything is going fantastically. And now we get a chance to talk to you about Atlanta United. And I want to start here. I know this isn't really related to what happened over the weekend or anything like that. But we just found out that PT Martinez is not going to be on Argentina's Copa America team. I wonder how you think that he reacts to that. Because I still don't really know who PT Martinez is personality-wise. And maybe none of us do. But how do you think he reacts to not making Argentina's national team for that?
It's a good question because it's hard to tell. I mean, every player goes through this in a different way. Pitti Martinez broke into the Argentine national team really last year. So he's a little bit of a late bloomer in the sense of the national team picture. And he knew that by coming to Atlanta United in Major League Soccer, that he was putting his national team career at risk. That is what everyone in Argentina says, because up until his selection in March, you had never seen an Argentine national team player picked from an MLS team. Mm. It was a risk. I want to see how he bounces back because he's been playing better in recent weeks, had a poor performance on Sunday, but a lot of people did. And you had a lot of tired legs on the field on Sunday. I want to see how he bounces back. Is there a little bit of a drag, a little bit of a hangover from that decision going against him? Or do you see a very motivated Pity Martinez with something to prove?
Wow. It's amazing to me that it's – well, no, it's not amazing because that is your country, that you do want to represent them, and hopefully it does not have a negative effect on him. But I saw that they were playing him as the attacking midfielder the other day against New York. Is that where he should be at, or should he be moved a little bit to, more to the left?
You know, what's different is I think the people around him. With Ezequiel Barco on the left, really where they start doesn't matter too much.
Okay.
Because they're going to interchange, and you're going to see a lot of times where Barco cuts inside and he's looking like the central player and Pitti's drifting out wide to find space that Barco vacated. Tito Villalba, Julian Gressel don't do that as much. They're going to stay out wider, so Pitti is central and he's going to stay central more. That's a little more difficult for him. I think you want him to be as free as possible. And if that means maybe him out left with Darlington Nagbe coming into the middle, or just working on that interchange with Gressel cutting inside, because he has that ability, he has that type of game, with Tito Villalba cutting inside, which would be a little different for him. We haven't seen that as much out of him. A little more fluidity in the attack, and I think Pitti looks much better in that type of system.
Jason Longshore joining us here, brought to you by Heineken 0.0. I want to ask you one more question about the Pitti and Argentinian national team thing, and maybe we don't know the answer to this yet, but we can speculate as to what it could mean big picture, because the Miguel Almirón success and then Sale transfer and now subsequent success in England is such a huge thing for Atlanta United. It's such proof that you can come here, you can build your brand, you can go to a bigger league, and Atlanta United can be sort of that stepping stone for you. I think it was a huge coup for Atlanta United to get the South American Player of the Year and say, yeah, we can be players on that stage too. Does it potentially harm that, though, if somebody is that guy, comes here, and then loses out on some of the opportunities that he was having before he came here?
I don't think it harms it, but there's a difference between a player from Paraguay and a player from Argentina when you talk about the national team side of it. And that definitely plays into it here. Argentina, Brazil, you do see Colombian players in MLS, but not quite as many. They're at a cut above on the hierarchy of national team programs in South America versus the Paraguays and the Chiles and the Perus in terms of where their players play. So that factors into it. And you can't forget, Ezequiel Barco is with the Argentina U-20s at the U-20 World Cup. That starts on Saturday for Barco. And he's going to be a big focal point of that team, you would imagine. So that's going to mitigate it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. A guy that we got a chance to see, he was subbing in for Miles Robinson, was Pogba. Dude had played with a lot of attitude. Haven't seen a lot of him this year so far. Do you think that they'll find a bigger role for him as the season goes on, Jay?
I think it's going to be him consistently earning it. Pogba had the opportunity to step in with the number of matches and did as well as he's played in an Atlanta shirt, whether it was with Atlanta United 2 or with the very limited appearances with the first team. He looked better than we had seen him all season long in Vancouver. Didn't really put a foot wrong, was good in possession, good defensively. He does play with a bit of that attitude. He's got that swagger. He gives you a different type of center back, and I think now he's earned more trust, and he's going to see more opportunities. I think another player who in these last few games is earning trust and earning more responsibility is Deion Pereira, another young player who is coming through more and more. I thought he was Atlanta's best player off the bench at Red Bull Arena and probably the one that you wanted to see with the ball at his feet.
Yes.
Late in that match. He was fresh, but he's also just kind of fearless. I thought him and Pogba both gave you that at different points in the last week.
Yeah, he's cocky, or at least he appears to be cocky, and I love it. And he's fresh too, you're right. And at the end of the game he was, but he also hasn't played a ton, whereas the rest of the team is in this stretch of games where there's so much going on, and you could see them a little fatigued over the weekend against Red Bulls. How do you find a way to get Pereira on the field a little more, and when you do, what would it look like if he was in the starting 11?
I think he could come in and be a player who replaces either Villalba or Gressel out on the wing. And what would be interesting, and we just haven't seen it over an extended period of time, would he be that type of winger who would feel comfortable cutting inside like we've seen Barco do, which would give Pitti Martinez opportunity to go out and take that space that's been left? That would be a really interesting dynamic that we haven't seen yet. And that's the, I think, the secret thing about formations and all of our talk about systems and shapes and this and that, so much of it is about the players who are next to one another. It's about the relationships. You can play the same shape, the same formation, the same style, but if you put different players in the spots, you're getting a different personality of the way it plays out. Pereira gives you a different type of player than Villalba or Gressel.
Well, Justin Miram, I asked you about him last week, and again, this week he got a little bit more playing time. What should be his role going forward? Because they're missing up that playmaker. And I know it was hard against New York when they're parking the bus back there, two lines of four and all that. But to me, he seems like he's the type of guy that can try, that can find a way to make a play for this squad.
Yeah, he was ready to come in when Villalba looked like he was injured and might have to come out. Justin Miram actually put the jersey on, was ready to go, and then Villalba was ready to continue, and he stayed on. Then the decision was to go with a second forward in Romario Williams versus bringing on another winger, which at that shape, that spot in the game, it makes sense to me for Frank DeBoer to do that because you're dealing with those two banks of four for the Red Bulls,
right,
and you're not finding space through it. You're trying to find space with two forwards over top of it, and you're trying to play in behind. It didn't work out, and it's something that we haven't really seen the team do a lot of. Miram would have come on and given you a little more of the same, and I don't know if he would have been able to break down what the Red Bulls were throwing at you at that point.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the WadeForward.com hotline, talking a little Atlanta United. Obviously, the result over the weekend wasn't what you wanted, but it was fun to see fun for me at least, to see the dust up at the end. I like the emotion.
The melee.
The melee, as Mike Conti called
it. The melee.
Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls don't like each other, and that's great because I don't like the New York Red Bulls either. And I know Orlando is the regional rival, and that's great, but Orlando hadn't beat Atlanta United yet. Doesn't it feel like Red Bulls and United are building something that is actually built from hatred and not built from proximity? Oh, Jason Longshore's gone. His phone hung up.
That's all right.
But I think what he was going to say is, yeah, Andy, that's a really good point. And
way to pat yourself on on your back. Are you sure that's what he would have said?
It's a really excellent point that you bring up there. Actually, I'll be honest with you, and I usually like to just ask questions that I don't know the answer to.
Uh-huh.
But I heard him on with Dukes and Bell on Monday. And he talked about how a lot of times in European soccer, you have like the local or regional, or they call it a derby when you play against a team that's, you know that.
You
watch a lot of European soccer. And that's kind of what Orlando City is.
Right.
And then there's a blood feud. And that's the term that he used, blood feud. And that's what it seems like it's growing into between Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls. And I like that
term. Well, here's what I was like. We beat them when it was most important to beat them.
Yes, it did.
But they're handling us, though. You know, it's not pretty when we play them, but we did beat them when it was important and when we needed to beat them. But the rivalry is in Orlando. So that's how I look at it. I look at it, and I'm just curious because you got all these moving parts now with Ezekiel Barco, and that's an interesting thing, even though you stole my question. I think you were looking at my paper over here. About the Copa thing.
Yeah, I don't want to do my own research.
That is a big deal, though, man, and it really is for him.
It is a big deal. And
to Jay's point, you hope it doesn't affect him because – he got pushed around last game. New York, he just didn't look good.
I hope it does affect him.
Hope it affects him positive,
in a positive way.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, you don't want that to be like him sulking.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's the most important thing,
that's what we don't know.
Because
I don't know.
It's such a big deal.
It is.
And then you play along Messi.
Yeah.
In your last, when he left the last time, and he's not going to get that opportunity again.
Yeah, that hurts.
That hurts. That's what I'm saying.
But you put on that that Argentinian jersey. That's something that all those kids grow up dreaming to be able to do. And to have it and then have it taken away from you is a really difficult thing. And I'm not saying that this is the direct correlation, but you could make the argument that, well, you had it when you played in South America, when you played in Argentina and you played for River Plate. They took it from you when you went and played for MLS and you played in a league that wasn't as competitive. And I hope that that's not true. And I hope that that's not seen or perceived to be true by other players around the world, because getting the South American Player of the Year was a huge
deal.
You want to be able to continue to do that. And if guys think, well, I can't play for my national team if I go play for Atlanta United, that's not good.
That's going
to
hurt.
I also wanted to ask Jason, who's the most punchable face in MLS? There's some punchable faces out there.
Good one. Who was that dude that was? No.
We'll ask him next week.
We'll ask him next week, yeah.
Right. We'll probably see him later. He comes in to do the stoppage
time. Oh, yeah, he does come in. Stoppage time.
I might ask him about that in person.
Was it Mike Conti, Patrick's on there.
Joe Patrick's on there now? Yeah, that's right. All right, we'll come back. Thanks to Jason, by the way. We'll come back and we'll play Who Said That? Brand new game to the Midday Show. Quotes from people in news or here at 92.9 The Game. We don't know who said them. We'll guess. It's going to be fun. Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, that guy that made the NBA rookie all-first team is going to join us coming up in 20 minutes. Trae Young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Tremendous. Trae T.L. We'll talk to him coming up.
Trae T.L.
I didn't come up with that.
That's amazing.
Don't ever say that again on the Midday Show, bro.
Why? Okay. I want that T-shirt.
I think Ryan Cameron says that at the games.
Okay. It's Ryan, and Ryan's my man. No, don't do it again, man.
Trae T.L.? I would buy that T-shirt.
No. Steve Holman's Tremendous. I love that one. Trae T.L.? No.
I got to lose that one?
Yeah, you're going to lose that one, brother.
I like that one.
Yeah, look at Brian.
I do like that one.
No.
Brian? I've never heard it before.
Break the vote. Oh, yeah. Brian says go with it. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you shook your head. You shook your head at me? No.
it's settled. Bo gave me the thumbs down, so I'm definitely not stopping now.
Yeah, no. Bo doesn't count.
No, Bo does count. I just do the opposite of what Bo says.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Generally what it is. If Bo doesn't like it, it must be great. All right. Trae T.L. coming up in 20 minutes.
Come on, man.
Trae Young. John Smoltz coming up at 1:20.
Let's ask him if he likes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will ask him if he likes
it. Yeah, let's ask him.
That's a great idea. But before we do any of that, Midday Show with Andy and Randy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yeah.
So fun to say.
Yeah.
Wendy Adams back in studio with a working microphone.
Wild.
And it's time to play a game that we call Who Said That? Now, you've got a handful of quotes over there, right?
Yes.
How many?
I have 6 quotes.
We'll try to get to all of them.
We might not get to all of them, which is okay. They can be saved.
We don't know who said them.
No.
They could be, it could be people in the world of sports, entertainment, 92.9 The Game personalities, potentially.
It could be stuff that was said off the air here in our studios. It could be stuff that was said on Twitter, stuff that was said to reporters.
All right.
So you just never know where the quotes are coming from, but you guys have to guess who said each quote.
And then we keep score, right?
Oh, Randy loves this because Randy never wins.
Randy's so tired of me. It's day 2.
It's going to be a long 15
years
for you guys.
Yes, well.
It's going to be a long 15 years.
Congratulations.
You're one day closer.
All right, here's the first one. Getting my skinny pop popcorn ready for Milwaukee versus Toronto, ! I think I'm going to go with sea salt or pepper.
Randy. Do I got to say my name?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, that's Magic. Magic Johnson said that.
Yeah, what? Magic Johnson tweeted that last night.
He said, what? Say that again.
The skinny popcorn thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah, the skinny pop popcorn.
Is that like healthy popcorn?
Yes,
it's pretty good.
Popcorn. Yeah, you buy it in a bag at the grocery store.
Oh, I think we might have some at the house.
Magic's trying to be healthy now?
Yeah.
Huh.
And to think if he
doesn't
was still...
like it.
Right. I think if he was still part of the Lakers organization, we would never know that he eats
That's
skinny
true.
Pop and watches
That's
basketball.
He can't tweet.
He's able to be himself again.
Yes.
And so he could go on TV and talk about how everybody was mean to him.
Yes.
And I have a feeling we're going
to see about popcorn.
A lot more Magic Johnson tweets. And because, it's already started.
That's what he wanted to do. That was his first reason behind it. I can't tweet anymore. I couldn't tweet congratulations to Dwayne Wade.
Right.
I couldn't have my way. Couldn't do anything I really wanted.
But you know what?
Also, I signed a bunch of bums and the season didn't go very well.
But you know what? He's still Magic Johnson.
He's always going to be Magic
he's
Johnson.
Still Magic.
And that's right. At the end of the day, he's always Magic, which is why he doesn't have to go on TV and throw other people under the bus, because he always is going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Yep, because he's Magic Johnson.
And I guess he likes skinny pop popcorn.
Skinny
good for him.
Sea salt and pepper is the first one he went with.
I do like pepper on my popcorn.
All right, this one's going to be
hot
a little
sauce.
Challenging. Ooh, hot sauce, yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you ever put like hot sauce in a regular bag of like potato chips, like Ruffle potato chips, and like shook up the bag with the hot sauce? And
no,
then
always.
That sounds like a great idea.
Always.
What would you not put hot sauce on? Non-sweets, obviously.
Yeah, I put it on everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
It belongs in rice?
Yeah, put on everything. I don't eat rice, so, but yeah.
Ooh, everything. But if you did like rice?
Randy with the 1-0 lead.
All right. This one's going to be a little tough, so you would have to pay attention to the recent news. I thought it was retired, but then I was told it was available. Boom, I took it. I know the situation.
I thought it was retired.
I thought it was retired, but then I was told it was available.
You thought it was available? Okay.
I thought it was retired, but then I was told it was available.
Oh.
Boom, I took it.
Dwayne Haskins.
No, not Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, the kid from Buffalo, the O.J. Simpson jersey.
So this is close enough. So Randy gets the point.
Yeah,
for this
I was
one.
Wondering about. I heard about that this morning that they're going to allow somebody to wear O.J. Simpson's jersey. Why?
Interesting.
Why?
So the number isn't retired by
it
the Bills.
It is not retired.
It's not retired.
Which is shocking.
Yeah,
his name's up there on the
building.
But,
no, they're going to let. I'm like, dude, why would you want to wear that?
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce his first name. Snorisi.
I ain't messing with these new names.
Snorisi Perry. So he's been in the league for 6 years. Yeah. Okay. He has 30 yards in his entire career. He's mainly used as like a kick returner.
But he won with
32. So that's why.
That's why.
Because he wants us to talk about him. It worked. We're talking about him.
Yeah.
All right, Randy's 2 for 2.
But to his credit, though, he did wear number 32 when he played for the Bears.
So 32 is his
name. But still. It's OJ's number.
You don't want OJ's number.
Yeah. No, you don't want that.
Right.
No. Yeah. sorry to make you mad. All right. This one's great. The pumps make the yams more yammier.
Oh, that's me all day. Hang on a second. The what's make the what's more whattier?
Exactly. The pumps make the yams more yammier.
That's me right there, because I told you. It wasn't nothing when I was back in my single days. It wasn't nothing, because I tell you, the superstars and then star players, they usually go to the basketball games more than football games.
Okay.
And so where they are.
Such as yourself.
Where they are, that's where the young ladies would be. So when I was single, it wasn't nothing to come up here because, you know, they had them pumps and them jeans and them yams look yammier in them pumps.
I don't understand what any of that means.
How much of that is a scientific fact that a woman?
Now, how much of that can you
pumps up the yams?
You know, something like when Tata Martino was the head coach of Atlanta United, the manager,
right?
He had to have a translator,
right,
for his press conferences. Uh-huh. How much of that can you translate?
Okay, basically, what
the
I'm saying
the pumps or the shoes,
a lady,
the pumps or the shoes.
Yes, a lot of times.
Okay,
when a young lady has on her heels or whatever,
yeah,
and her jeans,
okay,
it lifts up a yam, so they look yammy.
What's a yam?
Her bottom.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Oh, I thought we were talking about food the entire time. I was like, you cook yams.
Pumps make the yams more yammy.
I just unplugged my headphones. I'm about to go home. Wendy said she thought I was talking about food. Goodness.
Well, because it was Brian Gebhardt in the studio who told me the quote, and he was like, you should use this quote. I was like, what do you mean yams more yammy?
Oh, my God. Lord.
I was like,
she thought I was talking about food.
Just so we're clear, I knew what you were talking about the whole time.
I just wanted you to explain it. And I get that part. When did you say she thought we were talking about food?
I'm so embarrassed. I really thought you were talking about food.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
A, who eats yams outside of Thanksgiving? B, why are you wearing heels to make food?
I'll eat yams all year long.
Like, you really better believe that.
I'm the yammy. I like the yams.
Oh, Randy's 3 for 3. Nothing like some yammy yams.
Just stay over,
guys. Oh boy. The only way this could get better is
that text for you, Douglas. At the same time, both of us looked at our watch.
Douglas. I can't say what he texted.
No, I'm not going to say what. We're 2 days in, all right?
Well, Sunday is going to be a party. Oh, my God. Okay.
Woo.
All right, well, this one has to do with food, so I won't be wrong on this one. Will pass rush for hot wings.
Is that Chuck Smith? Sounds like something he say. That sounds like something he say.
Gerald McCoy?
Not Gerald McCoy. Okay, whoever gets this. It's a player from a former SEC school.
Okay.
If you can guess which SEC school he went to, you win. So just start naming schools, whoever says a school first.
Oh, LSU.
Not LSU.
Georgia.
Not Georgia.
Alabama.
Missouri.
No. Yes, Missouri is correct. Randy is at 4-0. It was Gerald Harold who used to be a defensive lineman
for
Missouri.
I never would have got Gerald Harold.
The reason why. You heard of him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we covered college football. So I got no part of my job, right, Andy.
That's fine.
But the reason why this is a story is because Harold was standing outside of Panthers' facility looking for a job. He's been out of football for 2 years. He's looking for a job and held up a sign saying he'll pass rush for hot wings. And we'll see if it pays off. But I'm all about it.
Wendy, you do know that you're going to be in a promo for the rest of the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you not?
Yeah, but why would
I think that was anything but food?
Well, why would you think he was talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Why would I come to Atlanta to go to a Hawks game
to eat some yams?
Damn yams.
to eat
a root vegetable.
You know,
you can get root vegetables in Miami.
Yeah.
The only thing I got as far as the quote was the pumps make the yams more yammy.
Did you know what the pumps were?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was when you wear heels and cook.
You pump up a yam?
I thought it was when you wear heels and cook.
He was talking about some sort of irrigation system.
Wow. Like,
oh my gosh, I hate you guys.
Bless
All right, here.
Will pass rush for yams.
Yes. Not anymore. I got my yams.
All right, next quote, because you guys are amazing. I've got good hands, strong shoulder rubs.
Drake.
No, Andy, you said that.
Andy,
you said
how did
that
you
today.
Not get this one?
Oh, you did say that today. Yeah,
right,
you
me.
Did say that
I
today.
I do. I give great back rubs.
Hey, you, I'll never find out.
No,
yeah, I'll never find out. You get good back rubs.
I don't want. We could ask my wife, but that's the only way that you're going to find out.
I've got good hands.
I do. Strong hands. That's key to a back rub. Because here's the thing. Everybody thinks they've got their technique. Can you do it for 10 minutes? Can you do it for 20?
But usually when you're giving back rubs to your lady, you try to lead to something.
Of course.
If I got to wait 10 minutes, that means I ain't doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't like giving back rubs.
Sometimes you just give a back rub to give a back rub, Randy.
In whose house?
Yeah, no, no, that's,
yeah, no,
that's
house.
True. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. The back rub is for one thing and one thing only. All right, great work, Wendy.
All right.
Who said that? Randy wins.
Oh, Randy won by a landslide. 5-0, Andy. You didn't get it.
I didn't even get my own quote.
No.
Whew. All right. Trae Young going to join us next in the 1 o'clock hour. John Smoltz going to join us in half an hour from right now. And your chance at $1,000 about 20 minutes from right now. On the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, where the yams are always yammy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.